This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a red flag.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-255-03 is our telephone number. My man Benjamin McKee, my man Charlie Burrs, how are you guys doing this morning?
Yo, 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 yo. What it do?
Charlie, how about you, man? How are you doing?
What's up?
There we go, yeah.
You, Ben, coming in with the heat.
What up? Wednesday.
I like
best day of the week, 3 minutes past the top of the hour. We have a new champion of the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, a new Hour One champion. It's time to print the t-shirts. It is time to order the rings. It is time for somebody to get an extension and a raise. That person is calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Coming in as a Vol fan, representing.
It's Josh Dobbs.
For all those Yankees up there. They like vegan barbecue. Courtney on line one. Courtney, good morning.
What's up?
Yeah.
Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, you know Andy's like on line two right now, and his face is probably like priceless right now. He's probably so sick that somebody beat him today.
I think he's more concerned about staying awake because when I answered the phone, he said, I'm struggling to stay awake this morning.
Oh, he's asleep for sure.
Be okay. He needs sleep.
Well, you know, that makes it even more sweet for me because for whatever reason, he has me blocked on Twitter. So Andy.
Take that, Andy. Dang. Yeah, don't be blocking Courtney. You need to unblock Courtney and learn how to be a champion today.
Listen, I just wanted to call in and tell you guys how much I love tuning in every morning. You know, being up here in Pittsburgh, you feel so removed from the motherland, and I look forward to it every morning, and you guys rock it. So just keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And I couldn't imagine living like outside of just Tennessee and not being exposed to information of the team that you follow. Like, and you have to like go and seek it out. And I'm just glad.
Because, you know, rolling around here, all I see are Pittsburgh, Kent State. Hell, we even got Hokie fans up here. So, you know, to find a Tennessee fan in Pittsburgh is a rare thing. So it's definitely a plus for me to tune in. And on that note, for all of y'all listening who haven't subscribed to the bonus material, do it. Just do it. Yep, y'all are going to waste $5 on something else in a month's time. It is so worth it. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much,
Courtney. Doing the Lord's work this morning.
Courtney bringing the truth this morning. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing, Courtney, before we let you go. Yesterday, we had, last week, we were scheduled to have Von Pearson, but things popped up, I really can't say what's going on, but it's legitimate. So I've had to move Vaughn to another week. But today, I'm supposed to be talking to two former Vols, and we're talking to John Bryce tomorrow. So we'll have three posted this week, and that will replace from last week. So my apologies there. But today, We'll talk to LaRon Jenkins, who has a show on HGTV. He's a former Vol.
He's on the Today Show like last week.
Really?
Talking about Flipper Flop Nashville.
Okay, so we'll talk to LaRon Jenkins today, and also to Joey Kent. So we got a lot of work to do today after the show, but today between 7 and 10, we're gonna put in a lot of work too.
Yes, you are, and you rock it. So just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much, Courtney. Hope you have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, guys.
Bye, bye. Let's get to Andy. Let's make sure he's awake. Andy, are you awake, sir?
Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
I had to do it. I said, are you going to talk about Flavor Flav yesterday in the plot? I said, I got to do it.
Andy.
Everybody coming in hot today.
Andy, you heard Courtney now. She said that you had her blocked on Twitter. You have to unblock Courtney because you got to go through and look at all the people that you have blocked, and Courtney's right there. Since she beat you today, you have to unblock her. That's the new rule I just made up like 2 seconds ago.
New rule.
I'll see what's going on with that. I had no idea what's going on with that. Yeah. I got a lot of fan base on going Twitter on right now.
Ooh, humble brag, Andy. Yeah, you have to unblock her, and then you have to tweet her to say good morning.
And her birthday was recently, so wish her happy belated birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good morning and happy belated birthday, Courtney. All right, that's what you have to do. All right, good. What's up, Andy? What's on your mind today?
Man, I tell you what, I went on lunch yesterday and I seen that new video about the players on campus, including Keller Christ. He's on campus right now, and where they was moving, had them moved on and had their stuff moved in, and then Craig Fitzgerald and then Jeremy Pruitt talking to the players that he had been waiting for that moment. Man, I tell you what, that got me fired up.
Oh, I bet he was.
I was like, this going to make the night even better.
I bet Jeremy Pruitt was ready for these new players to come here. The moment he took the job, he was waiting on these new players to get here. Whew, I can't wait for y'all to get here. We gotta win some games because I don't know what was going on during the Orange and White game. I've been waiting for you guys to get here. So, yeah, I saw a little bit of the video, but then I got bored, so I didn't watch the rest of it. Sorry.
That was a long video, 7 minutes.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm a VFL, guys. Don't try to take my card. Don't try to take my card because I didn't watch the entire video.
Card gone.
I'm just saying. I watched a little bit of it.
Everybody's got 7.5 minutes to.
I just didn't
sit there.
I didn't have 7.5 minutes to watch. You know, some kids hang up their clothes. I'm good. I had other things to do. So
it's okay. After washing clothes and putting my clothes away yesterday evening, I didn't want to watch kids put their clothes away either.
I got you, man. I didn't watch the entire video, but I did see some of it. I'm pumped too. Andy, okay. I thought you went to sleep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I got to check on you, Andy. I don't know, man. Every time I call on you and you don't say anything right then, I think you're asleep.
Yeah, it's true. It's going in early. Shit's about to get old. But it is what it is. Overtime is overtime.
Andy, thanks for the call, man. Hope you have a good day.
Oh boy. Oh, what a start to the show.
So
we are off and running.
Yeah, so 8:30 we'll talk to Tony Vitello. I'm pumped about this, man.
I am too. There's a lot going on for Tennessee baseball right now too. They had 3 commitments drafted in the first 5 rounds of what was that, Monday's draft. So that's always kind of a tough thing to do to deal with as a baseball coach when you want to get the best talent possible for your baseball team, but then you don't want to recruit too much of a talented baseball player because then he goes and gets drafted and doesn't sign with your school.
Very weird. I was thinking that last night. I was like, in football, the goal is to get the best players in the country. Mm-hmm. You give yourself a better chance to win. In baseball, you don't want to recruit 10s because 10s will leave you. You want to recruit like 6s and 7s.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like dating. You don't want to get somebody too pretty, especially if you're an ugly dude like me. Like if you me, you can't get a dime because she might leave you because she might wake up and go, oh, my gosh, I'm with this guy. He's ugly.
He's ugly as sin.
Let me upgrade. You got to get yourself a 6 or a 7 So that way she won't leave. She'll be happy with your ugly self.
I mean,
it feels that way.
It really does. I mean, North Carolina just got burned by it because five-star receiver Jordan Adams was committed to North Carolina, which is weird in the first place. Five-star receiver committed to North Carolina.
For what?
And he got drafted by the Angels in the first round with, I want to say, the 14th pick. And he already said he's peace. See you, football.
What would you do? North Carolina football or go play baseball?
Go play baseball. But yeah. I will say I'm actually one of the ones that believes Kyler Murray – should go play football and then go play baseball.
Yeah, Ben, this is right up your alley.
It really is.
You and Brad, too. Brad said the same thing. I was like, he needs to peace out of there. Make his money.
So my thought process is playing college football is really stinking cool. Like, Swain, you were obviously a wide receiver at Tennessee. That was really stinking cool while you were playing. Imagine being the quarterback at Oklahoma. That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And then play out your – I guess it would be his junior season. I don't believe he's going to be a senior this year. But play out the season and then go make your money. The A's, he's really lucky that the A's are allowing him to kind of play football and then that money sit there and wait on him. So I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's kind of what every athlete dreams of, being able to be drafted in one sport and still be able to play another sport at a high level.
Yeah, both options for him are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Like, he's in a win-win situation. As long as he stays healthy, he's in a win-win situation.
Yeah, and that's a risk. I thought it was interesting that the A's said that the potential of him in baseball outweighs the concern of him getting hurt in football. So either they must have really fallen in love with him, because even some thought it was a reach to take him at number 9 in the draft. So the A's must really love him.
Is the Huntsville Stars still in Huntsville, or are they not Huntsville anymore?
They no longer exist.
What? Man, what happened?
The stadium was poo-poo at best.
Huh. So we just going to not play baseball anymore in Huntsville?
They haven't for the last 2 or 3 seasons.
See, that would have been cool, but because the Oakland A's, that's affiliated with the Huntsville Stars. I remember when Mark McGwire was coming up, and you know he was there at the Huntsville Stars, I think, and then Jose Canseco. Kyler Murray could get a little taste of Alabama.
Yeah, but I will say the last
But Huntsville is Vol Country, so we all
Huntsville is Vol Country.
That's right.
But when the last couple of years of the Stars, they were with the Brewers. Milwaukee Brewers. But I will say,
terrible.
The Huntsville is getting a new baseball team next season, but the season after. So what is that? 2020. They just broke ground on a new stadium out by Huntsville Airport for a brand new stadium in Madison. And Mobile is the team moving from Mobile to Huntsville.
Oh.
And so we will be able to see Jordan Adams, because they are an Angels affiliate.
The Swain event, your one-stop shop for Northern Alabama minor league baseball news.
Yeah, this is about Kyler Murray. And
no, I hear
again,
you.
We're going to have Tony Vitello on at 8:30. And, yeah, I mean, the goal is to get really good players. But then if they're too good, you don't get them. They go to the NFL, the major league.
It's a weird concept.
Some of the guys Tennessee has lined up are kind of facing that. Should I stay? Should I go?
What's even more funky than that is like the draft is right in the middle of the season.
Yeah, that's a big pet peeve of mine.
Like during the most important time of the season.
Yeah,
like, what are we doing?
Regional play. Ole Miss had a left-handed pitcher. His last name is Rollison. He was drafted in the first round by somebody. I can't remember who. And he found out that he got drafted in the first round. A lifelong dream. One that you should spend your entire day celebrating, an entire night celebrating with your friends and family. But instead, he's in the dugout of Ole Miss's stadium playing against Tennessee Tech, a game that they ultimately lost and were eliminated from the tournament.
That's terrible. I mean, you get drafted. You want to be with your family. You know, you see the NFL draft, and the guys are like sitting on the couch, and it's like 40 people around, people that the guy didn't even probably know before that day, eating popcorn and hanging out, and you know, your name is called, and you see that raw emotion. You don't get that with the baseball draft.
Florida's third baseman, he started the fifth inning undrafted, and as he was in the field, by the time that inning ended, he was drafted fifth overall by the Reds. And he and like he didn't even get to like soak in the moment. The Florida had – I think the starting pitcher for Florida that night also got drafted in the first round. So, I hate
– That's terrible.
I hate it.
That's terrible. All right, so we predicted this, that Beverly Davenport would probably be gone. And that officially happened yesterday. Quentin Dormady officially is a Houston Cougar. And he will be eligible to play this year, and he'll have one season to wrap up his college career the best way possible. I think I'm gonna put a poll up. What is going to be the outcome this season for Quentin Dormady? Because we've seen former quarterbacks who played the University of Tennessee, especially in the last 5 years. We see O'Reilly Ferguson go to Memphis and light it up. We've seen Nathaniel Peterman. That's right. I call him by his full name. Nathaniel Peterman go up to Pittsburgh eating vegan barbecue. Mm-mm. And he lit it up. Led his team to one of the biggest upsets in school history, beating Clemson that year. He was drafted. I don't think we need to talk about what happened when he got after he got drafted.
That's what he gets for eating vegan barbecue.
He's at least there. He's there with the Buffalo Bills. But he played a whole lot better. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the country after transferring from Tennessee. So if the trend continues, then Quentin Dormady is probably going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist. But what's the outcome going to be? Is he going to be an all-conference player? Is he going to be a Heisman Trophy?
Got to win the job first.
I mean, he's going to win the job, man.
Well, they had that one guy coming back. He was injured last year.
He may not win the job.
I can't remember his name.
I'm expecting him to be, you know, all-conference, all-American. Yes, just yes. Flip the switch.
He is going to light the world on fire.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Also, Nathan Peterman's real name is just Nathan.
Nope, that's fake news.
Not after today.
At least according to Wikipedia. But no. Now I'll change it. I'll make sure I change it.
Change it to Nathaniel.
De'Eric King is Houston's quarterback of the past couple of years.
Yeah, he got to beat him out. Change it on Wikipedia. His name is Nathaniel Peterman. That's his full name. Because
Nathaniel Michael Peterman from Nathan Michael Peterman.
I would know, not his mom. So Nathaniel Peterman is his name today.
Done.
At least for a couple hours until they change.
Did you really change his name?
Let it be so on Wikipedia. Yeah. It is now Nathaniel Michael Peterman.
Nathaniel Michael Peterman. That's his name.
There's going to be a sports show talking about Nathan Peterman later this afternoon, and they're going to look up there what his real name is, and they're going to refer to him as Nathaniel.
Perfect. 865-255-03. We'll take our first break of the day. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerrica Steele with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerrica Steele is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jerrica Steele a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerrica Steele and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
So Nathaniel Peterman is now Nathan Peterman again, back on Wikipedia, because they move fast. Charlie, have you been blocked?
I have not been blocked off of Wikipedia, but they already changed Nathaniel Michael Peterman back to Nathan Michael Peterman, because they already sent me a message that said, we noticed you made a change to an article, but you didn't provide a source. It's now been removed.
You're just lucky Andy does not run Wikipedia, or you would have been blocked.
Wah, wah.
All right, let's get to Jay on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Jay, good morning.
Swain, good morning, man.
What's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, let's talk. Can we talk running back?
Yes, let's do it.
I'm nitpicking here, okay? I understand that. I preface by saying that.
That's okay.
I know that, you know, obviously, you know, with Jeremy Banks coming in, big back, you know, we want a big physical back. And I'm fine with that. You know, God bless him. I've been wanting a more physical running game. I've been wanting to go under center, so I'm all for that. But what I am afraid of, or maybe concerned with, is that we're maybe going to overlook, because, you know, Alabama didn't – I don't think Ty Chandler had a committable offer.
No.
To Alabama, like
no.
You said that.
Yeah.
I'm worried that we're going to look over guys like Alvin Kamara, like John Kelly, like Ty Chandler in the future, who I believe Ty – look, I am super high on Ty Chandler. I think he was playing in a Cracker Jack offense last year. He was running behind a makeshift offensive line. His high school tape is unbelievable, and he showed flashes of what he could be. I mean, it's not like he was running behind Bama's offensive line and only got 400 yards. And these guys, to me, they're NFL running backs. Whether John Kelly John Kelly doesn't have to be Rookie of the Year. If he makes an NFL roster, that means he's a stud. I don't care if you're the first string, third string. If you can make an NFL roster, you are an absolute stud. And I'm just worried that we're going to overlook some of these guys because maybe they're not 6 foot two, 230 pounds. You get what I mean?
Yep. Jay, you are 100% correct. But it's okay if we overlook some guys, because this is why. You're right, because – the best running back in the country coming back next year, he was recruited by Tennessee.
Bryce Love?
Bryce Love.
Bryce Love. Oh,
at Stanford. He's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
He was one of the fastest players in the country coming out of high school. And remember, we tried to bring in two or three backs in that class. I think it was the same class that John Kelly was a part of.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And the combination of Kelly and Bryce Love didn't work out, but we got another combination with John Kelly. But we don't have to have. I mean, there's other running backs. So yeah, you might get Bryce Love, but okay, we might go get Derrick Henry, or we might go get Damian Harris, or we might go get
Bo Scarborough.
Yeah, Bo Scarborough, someone like that. So I understand what you're saying, but if this is what Pruitt prefers, a bigger back because, you know, he can stay healthy, he can inflict pain there in the fourth quarter on defenses. Also understand that Alabama brought in Kenyon Drake, and Kenyon Drake was a more of a scat back type coming out of high school. And they also brought in Alvin Kamara, who was a scat back out of high school. So if you are a stud, I think Tennessee will bring you in, even though you don't fit the bill of, you know, 6 foot, 225 pounds, and you're a bruiser. I just think Tennessee is raising the profile of the type of running back that they want.
Right. And I think it's good to have a good mix. I mean, you know what I mean? Somebody that can switch it up. But, you know, when you see these guys like Dalvin Cook, and I remember, Swain, this was before Saban got there. Alabama had this running back. I don't even remember his name. Little short guy, and he ate us alive. He would get behind the
offensive line. Sounds like every Alabama running back.
Yeah.
Williams. Williams, number 21?
I think so.
Light-skinned?
I remember two players, the Tyrone Prothrow or whatever his name was. Eating us
Sean alive. Williams. Sean Williams, was it?
He ate us up. He's a little scat back.
Yeah.
We couldn't touch him. We could not touch him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I trust Pruitt. Like I said, I'm nitpicking here. I understand that.
No, you make a good point. I mean, I really do think you make a really good point here. And recruiting is not – it's not a science. I mean, you have a profile that you want to uphold at certain positions. You want your receivers to look a certain way. You want your linemen to look a certain way and be able to do things athletically a certain way. And if a player does not do that for you, if he doesn't fit that profile that you set – then you got to pass on them. And sometimes you're going to be wrong. You know,
yeah.
John Kelly was a really, really, really good player for us here in Tennessee. Would Pruitt recruit John Kelly out of high school?
Probably
not. But we know this staff will recruit the best players in the country. We probably would have recruited a guy like a Bo Scarborough or Derrick Henry. Right now, Crouch is the number one athlete in America.
And he looks like Bo Scarborough.
He looks like Bo Scarborough, Jay. And he can play linebacker. He can play running back. But the kid has really, really good feet. And he's massive. He looks about 37 years old out there. Give me that guy maybe over a John Kelly coming out of high school.
Yeah.
I mean.
As is Jeremy Banks.
Yeah. And Jeremy Banks has really good feet, too. So. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong, Jay.
I think that's going to be a steal, guys, Jeremy Banks.
Yeah. Like, you're not wrong in feeling how you feel, but at the same time, we can still win with a different type of back. Like, we really can. What we can't do is pass on a Ty Chandler for a bigger back, and that bigger back be trash.
Correct.
That's what you can't do. You can't have somebody right here in your backyard that's a Ty Chandler, and you're like, yeah, well, you don't fit the profile. You go out and you get yourself a Darryl Green in 2011-12 when we were recruiting him. He was the best back in America.
Darryl Scott.
No, it was Derrick Green. He went to Michigan.
Oh, Derrick Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derrick Green was the best back in the country. And I remember when Jay Graham was recruiting him and Dooley was here. And then there was a switch and Jay Graham was still on him. But he wound up going to Michigan. He gained a bunch of weight, and he never panned out at Michigan. And he transferred. I don't know where he is now.
He's at TCU.
He's at TCU now.
Who's the name?
That's what you can't do. You cannot pass on a John Kelly type or a Ty Chandler type trying to go get the Derrick Greens and then strike out.
Yeah, I mean, Derrick Green, freshman year, 270 yards,
Sophomore year, 471. Junior year, 157. And yes. Then as a grad transfer at TCU, 141 yards.
Yes, but what was his ranking out of high school?
Ooh.
He was like a...
I mean, he's one of the best in the country.
He was a high four-star, five-star, depending on what service.
No, he was a high five-star, 27th overall in the country, yeah. Number four running back in the nation.
Boom. So, yeah, a top 30 player, the fourth-rated running back in the country, which you can't do, and he's a guy who fits the profile of what
Pruitt probably will go after.
You can't strike out.
Yeah. I think Tennessee will get a mix of both because even Madre London, like, he's a bulkier guy, but he's not like Jeremy Banks big or Corvarius Crouch big. Like, Madre London, like, he's
5'1", or not 5'1", 6'1". 6'1".
5'1", was that Muggsy out there playing football?
Yes. No.
We can't see the ball carrier. He's in between the center's legs.
Hey, that could be just as useful.
He's hot.
Yeah. You know? Speedy little guy.
Run that little trick play that Auburn ran last year.
Yeah.
With Will Hastings behind the line of scrimmage. Hide him behind the line of scrimmage and do a reverse.
Here, running back. Get underneath my shirt. Hide under here, man. No one can tackle you. Just hide in my jersey.
Just try to avoid Jadeveon Clowney.
If you 5'1", you probably could do that. But you get a guy like Crouch, who is, you know, what is it, 6'2", 235.
Big.
Looks like a third-year NFL vet running back.
6'2 and a half, 238.
With feet. Now, he has great feet for someone that size. He's the top athlete in the country. You get him to Tennessee, I don't care about a scat back.
And Jeremy Banks is 6'2", 210.
I don't care about a scat back. 865-255-03. We have a HR violation here in the Swain event that we must discuss.
A dress code violation.
Dress code violation. Someone has been reported to the HR department, and we must bring this to light after the break. I'm sorry, but the world needs to know this.
It's got
to
happen.
We don't have any secrets here, so no, sorry.
This is not going to be fun.
865-255-03. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simpico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike, between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Hey, gentlemen. June is Men's Health Month, but do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to the Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. At the Low T Center, most health insurance is accepted. They will even verify your insurance for you. Low T Center's physicians have been exclusively diagnosing and treating men for low testosterone for years. And in honor of Men's Health Month, Low T Center is offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Take advantage of this offer, especially if you haven't met your deductible yet, have a high copay, or don't have insurance. So if you've noticed a decline in energy or motivation, you may have low testosterone. Low testosterone makes you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain. Low T Center's experienced medical staff will educate you on the benefits and risk of testosterone replacement. Make your health a priority today and call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town, like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you, Ben. We love you, Ben, but when you love somebody, you got to tell them the truth. Benjamin, you, sir, have violated the Swain Event wardrobe policy here on the show.
I didn't even know we had a policy.
We have a policy starting... Now, 7:39, you violated that policy. You have been reported to the HR department. It's been brought to my attention. Actually, I just noticed it when I looked over and saw what was on your wrist. It's not a watch, one of 81 watches. It's not that at all. But what I noticed on your wrist was a wristband. It looks cool, actually. It's gray, got a power tease on it.
Yeah, if you look at it from far away, it's pretty cool little thing.
Yeah, it's gray. There's a white Nike logo on it. Orange power tee. That orange power tee just pops on that gray. It looks so nice.
It's smoky Dre.
Yeah, I mean it's beautiful. Did you know that the mountains and Smoky Mountains is the mountains in the helmet. Did you know that? Nike went up there.
It spent several months.
Yeah, they went to the mountains. That's how they got the idea. You didn't know that?
Oh, I knew it.
No, you didn't. I just told you. You didn't know that. No one knew that.
Nobody.
No, I just broke some news. Breaking news.
I think Butch Jones mentioned that more in his press conferences than he did actual football.
I just broke news, guys, that the Smoky Gray helmets had mountains in them, and that Nike went to the mountains to do extensive analysis and research, and that's how it happened. I broke news, so that means I deserve credit. So, guys, give me credit. I want my credit. Don't forget, I broke that news.
Just don't steal.
I just broke that news. Okay.
Just make sure you're not stealing somebody else's comment.
I broke that news. Back to you, Ben. Don't try to deflect. On this beautiful wristband that you have, the Smoky Gray, this white Nike logo, beautiful power tee. There's some other word on there. I just couldn't make it out, man. I was just kind of looking around the room, and it just caught my attention. I just put my eyes on that on a word, some words on your wristband. It's a phrase.
It is.
This phrase, it's a phrase that's very familiar. I've heard it before, especially around preseason time. Tennessee football. This phrase, I'm looking at it, and it says, that way. I'm like, wait a minute. I think I've heard it that way before. Where did I hear that?
You're correct. It is from the Migos song "Bad and Bougie."
No, that's not where I heard it from. Nope. Alvin Kamara did not confirm that. Did not hear it there. Oh, yeah, that's where I heard it from. Butch Jones and Larry Scott. That's one of those gimmicks. Discipline. Yeah. What's the A stand for?
Accountability.
Accountability.
And toughness.
Detailed accountability and toughness. Way. That way.
Yeah.
And so I thought we were trying to wipe all the silly gimmicks from Tennessee football, but Mr. Ben has on a that way Nike wristband.
So
now, explain yourself.
Yeah, I've got a couple things. First off, I've been wearing this for like 2 months now, and this is the first time you've noticed it. So way to pay attention to your friends.
Does it make it right?
Second, it's a cool wristband. The really? Orange Power T looks very nice, and the white Nike check mark looks very nice as well. And then the phrase can be related to a rap song that I particularly like. Third, how I got this. So, you know, when you're set to graduate,
yes,
your parents make you take portraits. I was taking my portraits.
Like glamour shots?
Like at Olin Mills? Yeah. Remember Olin Mills?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got it.
So you're at Olin Mills in the mall, and
there it was just sitting on the ground, and I picked it up. No, I'm kidding. Ooh, somebody said grounds for termination. Ugh, yikes. So I was having my portraits taken, my senior pictures taken in the Vol shop, or I guess right in that little hallway outside of the Vol shop by the stairs. And then I also ordered my class ring that day. I think I made my first donation to Tennessee for like the alumni thing. They were already asking me to donate.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, so I got done taking my picture, and I walked in the Vol shop because they had a bunch of like stuff they were giving away, and this was one of them. This was one of the items that they were trying to get rid of in the Vol shop. So really, I feel like I'm contributing to Tennessee. Really, I feel like I gave my all for Tennessee because I got these things out of the bookstore, and I'll just take the bullet and wear it for somebody else instead of having some young Tennessee fan have to wear this to school and get mocked like I'm getting mocked now.
Ben, that's a nice attempt to try to spin the situation to make you seem like you're the victim here. That's pretty good.
Can't believe the university forced that wristband on you.
I know.
They did. They said I couldn't graduate unless I wore it.
Oh, just like a parking ticket, huh?
Yes.
That's pretty nice, man. It's a pretty nice story there, Ben. You know, those wristbands should have been treated like what the Cavs are going to have happen to them in this NBA final series. The loser of the championship game, you know, and they make the T-shirts already, okay? And the T-shirts that they don't use, they send overseas and give it to the children and the people in different countries that don't have clothing. So you see people walking around with probably now Central Florida National Champion shirts. You probably see that. Yeah, Central Florida National Champion or Georgia National Champion T-shirt.
And Auburn as well.
Yeah, them too. There's no reason why Tennessee should not have sent those wristbands over there too. So they can wear Georgia National Championship shirts and that way wristbands.
That way wristbands.
I like how you try to connect Migos rap group to this because, I'm sorry, last time I checked, Migos were Georgia Bulldog fans. That's a Power T wristband.
But they're friends with Alvin Kamara, VFL.
Nope. It's not going to work, man. We got Attaboy coming up next when we highlight the positivity in the world. So we have to now give it to the listeners. What Ben's punishment should be. Pretty mean stuff I've been seeing so far, Ben.
I saw one as well.
Extreme actions have been.
We don't want to fire Ben. I think we think this behavior is reformable.
Yeah,
we can come back from this.
Yeah, we're like Nick Saban here. You know? I mean, you are valuable, so we're not really going to punish you too much.
We'll sweep this under the rug if we have to. We'll take it off the books.
Yeah, we'll make everybody think that we punish you, but you know,
the punishment will be internal.
Okay.
Hey Ben, you're a starter. Wink, wink,
wink, wink.
You're in big trouble, guy. Wink, wink. You're going to do stadium steps and community service. Wink, wink. You're not going to start during warm-ups. That's your punishment. Wink, wink. Yeah, Ben, we have to come up with a punishment for you. You're wearing a Dat Way wristband.
I am.
At least we got to get you a replacement, man. That's kind of bad. All right, we got Attaboy coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 84, mostly clear tonight with a low around 61. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 88 and a low around 65. Sunny and hot on Friday with a high in the low 90s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Insects are not the only pests that can get into your house. Squirrels, possums, skunks, and raccoons can find their way into your home and become a nuisance. That's why Southeast Pest Control now offers wildlife service. They will humanely trap the animals and relocate them, including reptiles and even birds. They are available 24/7, and most estimates and inspections during regular business hours are free. If the animal has damaged your home, Southeast Pest Control provides repair and will also provide exclusionary work to prevent animal reentry. So if you hear scurrying in the attic, don't wait until you smell it. Call Southeast Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here in the Swain event. where we highlight the positivity in the world outside and inside the world of sports. First, let's go to Mr. Charlie Burris. What do you have for Attaboy today?
We had to send Ben away for a segment for his crimes. That's just the start of his punishment. It's not the full punishment.
Yep.
So I'm sitting in his chair at the moment. I haven't had a boy for three guys who are at this moment signed to play baseball at Tennessee, but were taken in the early rounds of the MLB draft yesterday. Jonathan Ornelas was picked 91st overall. Aaron Ashby was taken at number 125, and then finally William English was at number 151. And if you're in that sort of range, that's not incredibly high. That's not Kyler Murray kind of high in the draft, but that'll make you think about hopping into the big leagues. But whether they come to Tennessee or not, that is a big attaboy because that's a giant accomplishment. I mean, you really have done something great when the MLB is looking at you before you ever even get into college. I know the MLB draft does have 5,000 rounds. I don't know how many it is.
It's 5,000.
Yeah, something like that. Right around that range.
Good guess. It was actually accurate.
Oh, yeah, right on the number. Just congrats to these guys. I like seeing hard work pay off. I will say I hope they come to Tennessee. Obviously, we're talking to Tony Vitello at 8:30. We're going to ask him about a little bit of this, and we'll see what he has to say. But if they want to hop to the pros, go get that money, boys. Good for them. So, attaboy to those guys.
Really good, really, really good attaboy. I am going to – actually, I don't really know where this is, but another story. A 50-year-old waitress – at a restaurant in Napa Vine, Washington, got a very generous tip during her shift on Sunday evening. A couple was traveling through town and added, wait for it, a $3,000 tip.
Whoa.
To a $44 bill. And I bring this to light because you just never know what someone may be going through, you know, being a waiter, being a waitress. They may have young kids at home. They may be working that job as one of two other jobs. And you just never know what a generous move like that can truly do for someone. And I'm giving the people who gave this tip an attaboy. They don't know who it is, but the waitress, she's 50 years old, and she's a grandma of seven.
Wow.
She received a $3,000 anonymous tip at a restaurant there in Napa Vine, Washington. So that is my attaboy.
That's amazing, and it's one of those things where I just think you, when you do something like that, you never know what the repercussions are going to be. Like, I highly doubt they knew that she had seven grandchildren and, you know, maybe her life situation, maybe going through a tough time. You never know exactly how something like that's going to affect people. And it can really have amazing effects when you just, you know, obviously those people left that tip, I would assume, are folks of means. And when you do good stuff with it.
I mean, you never know when you strike up a conversation with someone. And mm-hmm. you kind of learn a little bit about them in a short amount of time, and you want to try to, you know, you want to try to help if you can. And so if you have that money to give, you just never know what, you know, that $3,000 probably meant nothing to the person who gave it, but it meant everything to the person who received it. So
exactly,
really, really awesome story there. Benjamin, any attaboys today?
No, sir. Y'all touched on them all.
Okay. Ben, sir,
I can't believe y'all sent me outside to do sandbags.
I'm sorry, man.
We had Ben sandbags, made him run some steps.
Sorry, man.
He's back.
I kid. But you could really do that if you wanted to, because you do live on like a ginormous hill.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, but we could put in some training out.
We already have your punishment.
I've seen some pretty ridiculous punishments.
What have you seen, sir?
Like wearing Alabama gear for an entire show? Isn't that
come on, man?
Anti what we're trying to
that's
do?
That's harsh. Why would you do being like that?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to leave that's, this. That's, I know what I'm going to do.
That's unconstitutional. We can't have any cruel and unusual punishments.
I know, man.
Show.
I'm going to leave this laying around to where you can't find it, so that way one of your 3-year-olds or 2-year-olds comes walking around and they just start wearing it?
No, don't.
Where'd that come from?
Don't do that, man. You're going to have child services come and take my kids, man. Don't do that. That would not be good parenting.
Will Root says you need to put in some leadership reps as punishment. I can
understand that one.
Yeah.
But, like, somebody wanted me to spend time with Butch.
No, man, that's just...
Yeah. One day of window washing with Butch
at a red light on Cumberland.
That's from
Should
Seth,
be forced to wear a
runner.
Butch Please shirt. Unfortunately, I have a Butch Please shirt.
Unfortunately, yeah. Well, Ben, you don't have your Butch Please shirt here, unfortunately. But I have one right here.
Oh, do you?
Ben and
what a coincidence.
It just so happens that we're in the house of the creator of the Butch Please shirt.
I always save one just in case for a time like this. So maybe in hour number two, your punishment could be you have to wear this Butch Please shirt. Look at that. Hour two, you got to wear a Butch Please shirt for walking up in here with a that way wristband on.
I think it's pretty cool.
That's your punishment, Ben.
Okay.
That's your punishment today.
I feel like that's a fair punishment.
Pretty harsh, huh?
Oh, yes.
I feel like Nick Saban
now. You mean Butch Jones?
No, Nick Saban. I just dropped a hammer on you. Not really. I didn't really do anything to you. You probably didn't even learn a lesson. You're probably going to do it tomorrow. Just like Nick Saban. So players get arrested, they don't get in trouble at all.
Here's where it gets worse, is that I have a checkerboard wristband. That's just checkerboard with it's an orange wristband, white checkerboards, and a white power tee on it. And I just chose to wear this one over it.
Just telling yourself, man. Make it worse. Just make it worse, man. We got touchdown turnover coming up next here in the Swain event. 865-255-03. Hour one and Swain Event TV was driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. So do not go anywhere. Stick around. We will be right back in a split second.